Steve Aquaria with the New York Association of Counties says his group has already begun researching laws governing municipal bankruptcies in case struggling counties in New York have need of guidance, but he says he hopes it would be a last resort.
Yes, we can declare bankruptcy. There are procedures in a federal bankruptcy law that would provide a mechanism to pay down the creditors, pay off the bills, rearrange contracts, but it's a drastic measure. What is that telling the people of New York, that we can't run our government? It's a terrible situation.
Counties say they're squeezed between the recently enacted 2% property tax cap and state rules that they say they're running out of money to fund. Aquario says the data shows a widening gap between the funds that counties take in revenue, largely from property taxes, and the cost of state-mandated programs. That difference will reach $4.2 billion a year by the end of the decade.
A very serious and inherent and structural deficit. Or a gap. We call it a Jaws chart.
One county, Cortland County in central New York, is almost at its constitutional taxing limit. Several counties are under a state-run financial control board, and others are spending down their reserves at an alarming rate. Aquario says the largest mandate that accounts for much of the county's budgets is the requirement that they pay for 25% of the state's $54 billion in annual Medicaid costs. The federal government pays just over half, and the state pays for the other quarter. But Aquario says federal and state governments have greater resources to come up with the money, like an income tax and other taxes and fees. He says counties have to rely on just the property tax and a narrow band of taxpayers to fund a vast health care program. He says that's no longer sustainable.
Financing Medicaid with no say in the rules, no say in the regulations, signing people up and just paying the bill is absurd.
Governor Cuomo and the legislature have already taken over all county Medicaid expenses that rise above 3% each year, but they have not agreed to take over all of the $7.5 billion in costs to counties in New York City. Aquario says perhaps a takeover could be done in phases. He says nearly $3 billion in savings expected from the Federal Affordable Health Care Act, also known as Obamacare, could help pay for the partial takeover. The counties would also like to get out of an obligation to pay for almost half of the costs of preschool education for disabled children. Aquario says school districts should pay those costs instead. He says if schools were responsible for the expenses, they might find ways to save money in the program. And Aquario has an answer for people whose eyes glaze over when they hear the term mandate relief.
Look in their tax bill. Watch their tax bill. Whether it's a school, whether it's a county, a town, city, or village, those taxes, if they're flat, they're fortunate. If they're going up, it's through no fault of the county government. And I think citizens need to take a better understanding of their government.
Without help from the state, he expects 20% of all counties to exceed the tax cap in the budgets they're now putting together for next year. If 60% of a county's legislators agree to raise taxes beyond the 2% limit, then the property tax cap can be overridden. County leaders are also taking other steps to reduce costs, like privatizing the running of nursing homes or selling them outright and laying off workers. Governor Cuomo appointed a task force to try to provide some relief from mandates. It was due to issue a report last June, but missed that deadline and has not set a new date to report. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.